Welcome to Page, New Voices in Fiction. I'm Austin Flynn, producer and audio engineer for the podcast. Page is a monthly storytelling podcast that takes original, previously unpublished short fiction from emerging authors and produces them as fully voiced and scored audio narratives, complete with sound effects, voiceovers, and music. Our goal is to connect listeners to new and upcoming voices in the fiction world while supporting authors in telling their stories in fresh ways. To this end, we focus on the work of authors who have not yet been widely published or who are just starting their writing careers. We produce Page right here in Indianapolis with a talented team including Amy Flynn, Nathaniel Fadre, Josh Eel, Gus McKinney, Julia Phipps, and Adam Phipps. What you're about to hear is part of the opening scene of The Gloom Chronicles, Morbid Atrocities by Brandon Salkill, a steampunk fantasy that follows an iron-fisted monster hunter named Victoria Gloom as she vows to rid the town of Morbid, Pennsylvania of its many supernatural menaces. Gloom Chronicles is the third story from Page. Enjoy!
The Gloom Chronicles, Morbid Atrocities by Brandon Salkill.
Weeps, Mr. Feeble. You know it. I know it. That fat man over by the window with the gravy stain on his chin, he knows it too. Morbid, Pennsylvania is exactly that, Mr. Feeble. Morbid. It's the most aptly named town I've ever laid my two eyes on.
Victoria Gloom, monster hunter for hire, traveling mercenary, and connoisseur of cheap ales, sat in the corner of a decrepit tavern, on a chair as wobbly as her, watching a fly struggle to free itself from the froth that sloshed over her wooden mug. She sat, trying to collect her thoughts, which stumbled in through the double doors of consciousness and stumbled right back out. Feeling the sudden rush of vomit crawl up her throat, she forced it down with a quick gulp of ale, helpless fly included, and quivered at the thought of having to rechew the brisket and potatoes. Steadying the swirling room, she continued her tirade.
This town weeps, like the little bubbly baby without its mother. That so damn cute, it's stupid baby. And you know what, Mr. Feeble? The rest of the world ignores its cries. Why aren't you drinking?
Mr. Alan Feeble was a journalist for the town of Morbid. Writing was his passion, his mistress. What he lacked in any real physicality, he made up for in intelligence. A tall, gaunt man with a square-rimmed monocle, fine-pressed three-piece suit, the only one he owned, and black hair parted to his right. The features of his face were soft, yet, under the wrong lighting, he appeared as nothing more than a ghostly figure to most people. He adjusted his monocle and glanced around the tavern at the nearby patrons, who started eavesdropping on their conversation. Nervously, he responded to Victoria in soft whispers.
I think you've had enough ale, Miss Gloom. Why don't we get you off to bed, yes? Or maybe go for a walk. Such a lovely evening.
You asking me out on a date?
No, ma'am. Well, some of these hardworking gentlemen are starting to become annoyed, it seems, and I don't think we should be...
I've done everything I could for this pathetic town!
Victoria interrupted Feeble as she unknowingly smacked her mug, sending it soaring through the air and smashing into several dishes behind the bar. The nightly squabbles turned into silence. While Victoria searched for the next piece to her ranting puzzle, Feeble turned in time to see the boiling point reached by the barkeep, Brutus. He reassured his customers everything was okay as he limped his way over to the commotion. With his left leg replaced by a piston-driven peg, steam spewed from the knee with each step, a sort of release valve to help accommodate his prodigious upper weight. Both of his eye sockets held in place milky glass orbs with artificial lenses that increased in magnification upon the press of a stitched button in the corner of his left meaty palm. With a stern cadence, Brutus forced his mucus-covered words past his bruised purple lips.
Mr. Feeble!
Feeble cleared his throat and straightened his bow tie.
Oh, hello, Brutus. You know, I should visit more often. Someone told me you did a bit of remodeling, and, well, the choice to have bedsheets as your roof is very modern. However, if I may make a bold suggestion...
Shut your goddamn mouth, Feeble! And while you're at it, shut hers, too.
Yep, we were just leaving. Come on, Miss Gloom.
Feeble reached for Victoria's arm as she woke with a start from a brief, drunken slumber. She delivered a whomping belch, then turned to Brutus.
And what do I get as thanks for my much-needed services? A bushel of apples. That's right. Apples! Your Mayor Bogtrot is a cheap, worthless coward. He can bog-trot his ass right over to that lake and jump in. And preferably stay in!
Okay, Miss Gloom, let's,
Feeble looked around the tavern. He knew quite well the support the Mayor of Morbid received from the townspeople. As expected, hearing their beloved leader's name behind foul remarks provoked the majority of the patrons to mumble their own words of irritation. Feeble addressed the patrons with an odd squeak he didn't intend.
Sorry, everyone. We'll be finding our way out now.
One of those apples was an onion! Who the hell makes that mistake? Not even the same damn thing!
Please, Miss Gloom, the night has drawn to a close.
Victoria reached blindly for the mug that had slid across the table in a froth trail.
Oh, yeah? Under whose orders?
Mine!
Growled Brutus, vile string of saliva pulsating on his chin. Until that moment, the tavern had held the longest record in its history for remaining quiet. Entertainment, outside of constant death and fear, was scarce and morbid. Whenever emotions spiked, daily duties ceased until some sort of resolve took place. Even two alley cats rearing up at each other drew in crowds looking for action.
I'll tell you what,
said Victoria with a slur. She pushed the table away from her as it cracked hard against the tavern wall. The force of the collision sent shockwaves up to the shelf displaying Brutus's trophies, ones which announced his outstanding achievements in competitions like Best Tavern in Morbid, even though Brutus owned the only tavern in Morbid, or the dented copper trophy stamped most likely to succeed, given to him by one Mrs. Leecham, his first and only teacher. The patrons watched as those marvelous feats of plastic clanged together, gasping in unison as they nearly toppled over the edge together, like two lovers bound to the idea of ending it all. Victoria was the only one who didn't notice, and instead stood up to the crowd and continued her arrogant remark with booming inflection.
If you can force me out, I'll not only go home quietly, I'll make sure everyone gets a round of ale on me!
The tavern erupted into chattering interest as Feeble leaned in close to Victoria.
You don't have enough money for that, Miss Gloom.
Then I'll make sure everyone gets a round of the finest bread!
I don't serve any bread!
Victoria pondered the next logical step. Then she spoke with a shrug of her shoulders.
Would anyone like some apples? I can share those.
Enough!
He slammed his fist onto the bar counter. The tavern grew quiet once more, with the exception of Brutus's steam-powered peg, as every patron, including Victoria, watched the barkeep draw his trusty truncheon, pointing it at Victoria with a menacing grip.
Your drunken antics have gone on for too long. You're the only trouble I get in here, and you've been in Morbid for what? Nearly 3 weeks? Ranting and raving about how tis town sobs.
Weeps,
corrected Victoria as she held in a burp.
Mr. Feeble, you best see tis wretched woman out now.
I understand, Brutus. I do apologize.
Feeble wrapped his arm around Victoria's, hoping to start easing her towards the exit.
Come on, Miss Gloom, we've definitely overstayed our welcome.
With a fierce jolt, Victoria detached herself from Feeble and paraded to the center of the tavern. As she removed from her shoulders the large, amber-coated duster, the patrons of the dilapidated tavern clamored simultaneously at the sight of the woman before them. A woman whose arms were those of a machine. A discolored gold they were, arms of automaton design bolted together, and ending in piston-knuckled fingers that curled into brilliant fists. Her left had the machine connected at the shoulder. Her right had the machine connected at the elbow. She was an asymmetrical wonder to behold. Without the confinement of the duster, her broad stature was evidence that she was not a person to pick fights with. Her dark brown hair, with strands of white, hung down over her shoulders, and her green eyes pierced the room with drunken fury. Her wardrobe, while battered, was tactical and made to endure the elements. She clenched both fists as the gears within the wrists made themselves heard with clicks and ticks. Controlling a slight stagger, Victoria managed to realign the distorted tavern and focused her attention.
I am Victoria Gloom, nomadic warrior, hunter of beasts and monsters alike. Your fragile town suffers a plague. Creatures, paranormal entities, and madmen of all sorts run amok. Death and despair are no different to you than the very air you breathe, and even that's polluted. I am here to regain hope, advocate justice, and bring prosperity to the common people of Morbid. I demand a little respect.
So you fight monsters?
That's what I said. Yes.
And how come I haven't heard of you?
It was at this point that Feeble stepped in to declare his role in the matter, a gleaming expression radiating from his face.
All current feats of bravery by Miss Victoria Gloom are, to my pleasure, reported and written by me, Alan Feeble, your lead reporter for the Morbid Advocate.
What in the demonic hell's a Morbid Advocate?
It's a town newspaper, you ignorant ass.
At that moment in the tavern's chaos, a final patron spoke up in a flutter of hiccups.
What has Miss Gloomy do that's so brave then?
Victoria stepped up further to the crowd in a wobble, her upper body swaying a bit more from standing.
You dumb bastard, serious right now? I've been cleaning up the town for you. The werewolves of Weston Hills? Brug, king of the sewer rats? The mummified Dr. Ullman? That mystical chest that contained infernal toys and unleashed its horror inside the orphanage?
The tavern grew quiet again as the patrons looked around the room at each other, trying to determine if anyone heard of such terrors. The long contemplation was broken by a patron, cross-eyed and with teeth that seemed riddled by an infectious bacteria.
You're telling me Dr. Ullman's a mummy?
That's it! I'm gonna pummel someone's face non-existent! I've helped you people and given my services once too often, so who's it gonna be?
Miss Gloom, I really think this is not the time or place to—
Come on, you slack-jawed, backwashing hillbillies! No takers? How about you, barman?
Thank you for considering Page New Voices in Fiction for the Indie PopCon Podcast Awards. If you'd like to learn more about the show, you can visit us online at www.thebasementcast.com/pagepodcast. You can follow us on Twitter @page_podcast or on Facebook at Page Podcast. You can listen to all of our stories on our website, or you can find us on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks for listening.